this Leading with Excellence podcast featuring the superintendent of Pioneer Regional School Corporation in Royal Center, Indiana, Dr. Charles Grable. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence and reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, a learner, and a servant leader. Someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and a genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Dr. Charles Grable. Welcome, Chuck.
Thank you.
You are actually a Pioneer graduate. Talk about Pioneer. Talk about your school district, your community. What should people know?
I am. I'm a Panther through and through. Graduated from Pioneer a long time ago. I started out at the University of Indianapolis for 1 year. I was supposed to play football there and ended up not playing. Then transferred to Ball State, did all the rest of my work at Ball State, including my doctorate.
Did you know you wanted to be an educator when you went to Ball State?
I did. I did. That's all I ever wanted to do.
Okay.
You know, I had great teachers, great coaches, all through Pioneer. That's all I ever wanted to do.
Yeah.
That's, you know, early on, they got me involved my senior year in cadet teaching, you know, and then my coaches got me involved helping at camps, you know, throughout. And just, I loved that. I just loved working with kids.
What sports? So you mentioned football. Mm-hmm. Were there other sports you played as well?
Football, basketball, track, baseball early on, but then through high school, it was football, basketball, and track.
Yeah. So a lot of sports.
Mm-hmm. And choir and show choir. I did those also.
Very well-rounded.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got just a hugely supportive community. I told the board when I came back, that was a big draw to bringing me back to Pioneer. Yeah. It was about coming back and giving back to the community that I felt like gave me so much, you know, because through all of that, the stands were always full. The auditorium was always full. I always felt supported, you know, so I wanted to give that back to the community. So, as an education major, I taught for 1 year at Bremen.
Yes.
Did my student teaching at Pioneer and then taught 1 year at Bremen and then 6 or 7 years at Hamilton Southeastern Schools.
Okay.
Worked on my principal's license while there, got guided in that direction.
Did somebody tap you on the shoulder and say, Chuck, I think administration's in your future?
Yeah, Randy Sheff, my principal at Fishers, did that. And then I got my first and only principal's position in Huntington County Schools at a K-8 building, Salamone School. Loved that setup, that K-8. I loved that K-8 setup. Did that for 10 years and then got tapped on the shoulder to move to central office and the role of a assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction for 10 years. Then came to Pioneer in my ninth year here at Pioneer.
Wow. And so you still have family in the area.
Mm-hmm.
How does that dynamic when you are leading in the school district in which you graduated and you have family that are seeing some of those decisions you're making, they're seeing some of those big decisions that you have to make. How does that work in your family gatherings?
Well, it's mainly just my parents, you know, in the area. So it's keeping them informed, and they like to read the paper, and I try to not surprise them, and they don't surprise me, you know, type of thing. Same concept with the school board. You know, you don't want to surprise them, and they don't want to surprise you.
Yeah. What a blessing, though, to have that opportunity to be so close to your parents and to be able to get to spend that time. You know, we talk a lot about the importance of family, and we really preach that to our employees and to those who send their children to our schools, and you get to live that each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chuck, when you think about some of the things that are happening at Pioneer, what are you most proud of and what are you most excited about with the opportunities that your students have at Pioneer?
You know, a couple of things. It's a strong foundation, you know, that we've been building and the future, the direction that we've been heading. Mm-hmm. we've been building a culture that's focused on collaboration and continuous improvement, and just this shared commitment, ensuring high levels of learning for every student every day. That's something we preach. We've really been focusing on professional learning communities with our teachers, and really building those the last 3 years, and seeing the growth in that, and then how that's showing in our results is exciting to me. And for a small community, just seeing how we've embraced some innovations, especially around, some creating new career pathways, new student supports, and especially around developing some, we have a teacher shortage in the state, and you especially feel that in rural settings. So we've done a lot in creating some grow your own initiatives, which creates opportunities for both our students and some of our staff to become teachers in the future. And we've also brought in some international teachers, for our students, and we've had a lot of success with that. Yeah. And so, I'm excited about those types of things.
For those who don't know where Royal Center is, describe the location of your school district for our listeners.
We are kind of halfway between Logan Sport and Winnemac on 35, US 35, in Cass County. Our school corporation, small rural corporation, pre-K through 12. We pull from Cass County and White County.
Okay.
Mostly Cass County, but we also have a township in White County.
Chuck, being from the community, there's a lot of people that know you, not only as a superintendent, but probably, in your time when you were a student there, there might still be some people that remember Chuck the student. When you want to get away, when you want to try to just clear your head and not be the superintendent, where do you go? What do you do?
It's family time, mainly. Time with my wife and kids. Now, both of our kids are grown, so they live in other towns, so we don't get to see them as often as we'd like, but that family time is important. Walks outside. We have 4 acres of woods behind our house, which has a walking trail through that, so we like to walk on that or just sit on the back deck and watch the deer in the backyard. And those types of things.
Sounds peaceful.
I tell people I'm a recovering introvert. So it's just, sometimes it's just that alone time and time to reflect, that type of thing. So, and reading, those types of things.
Critically important. There's so much noise around us all the time. Yeah. And sometimes it's just noise, but to get that time where we can have quiet and peace and just time to reflect is critically important for our ability to lead.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to build that into the day, especially at the end of the day, just some quiet time just to reflect and just process, and then some at home.
Yeah. If I were to walk into one of your schools and ask your students, tell me about Dr. Grable, what would they tell me?
Well, I hope that he's approachable. Mm-hmm. He cares. He listens. Not that we always agree, but at least that he listens and is going to think about what's, they're saying before I make a decision, I'm a passionate supporter of them and public education in general. I always preach to the staff, relationships first. Yeah. I tell staff all the time that kids aren't going to learn from you if they don't like you, So it's, I really hit that relationship piece.
Yeah. When you think about your, own professional growth. You have been involved with EPIC, with IEPSS, a program to help you to think in some different ways about your leadership and to network with other superintendents. Why has that been important for you to be a continuous learner, to continue to grow and to feed back into your own professional development?
I've been in education 36 years. I don't want to be stagnant. Mm-hmm. It's about continuous growth. A big guiding principle for me is continuous growth, continuous learning. You don't want to be stagnant. It's about how do you be better tomorrow than what you are today?
Yeah.
So it's, you learn from colleagues, you look for those opportunities. Mm-hmm. I've been looking for, when you see what's going on with public education and everything, you I'm looking for opportunities to be more involved, mm-hmm. you know, with IAPSS and the state at mm-hmm. the state level. So
you mentioned that, and obviously the you've taken that step because you have been elected to be the District 3 chair for IAPSS moving forward. Why is that important for you to be involved and to take on that leadership role within the association?
We were just having that conversation the other day. You know, as we looked at our region, I'm in my ninth year at Pioneer, but, you know, now as we looked at it, I'm one of the more veteran superintendents in that group. There's been that, you know, that much turnover, you know, and people moving, and just people moving around, mm-hmm. you know, and I think there's maybe only out of our region two superintendents maybe that have more experience than mm-hmm. me, you know, Jim Hanna and mm-hmm. Michelle Starkey maybe are probably the only two. So, you know, it's helping provide some of that leadership for the mm-hmm. younger ones. As we've talked, you know, across the state, there's, you know, what, 111 superintendents in their first contract.
That's right. That's right.
You know, out of 290, you know, that's a lot.
It
you
is
know,
a lot.
It's trying to, I had great mentors mm-hmm. coming in all through my career, and it's, you need that. Mm-hmm. You know, you need those networks. You need those mentors. You need that group. Everybody talks that the superintendent can be a lonely position. Well, it is if you make it that way.
Yeah.
You know, if you sit on an island and it can be, but if you tap into your network groups mm-hmm. and reach out, there's people out there more than willing to help.
Yeah.
You know,
let's talk about that. You talk about mentors. Mm-hmm. Have you stayed connected with some of your mentors?
I try to. I've had some phenomenal mentors. I look at mentors kind of two realms, formal mentors and informal mentors.
Yeah.
You know, formally, you know, started as I was a principal, I came right out of the classroom. And I think they were willing to do that in Huntington because my assistant principal was a veteran administrator towards the end of his career and really didn't want that principal job, mm-hmm. you know, Gene DeHaven. And so he was a phenomenal mentor for me as a new principal. And then for 10 years, I worked under Tracy Schaefer, mm-hmm. just phenomenal. You know, I learned so much from Tracy and still close, very close with Tracy.
Yep, now in Danville.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, people like Chuck Leonard, Randy Sheff, Max Spalding, Dave McKee, Lee Harmon, mm-hmm. was one of my lead professors at Ball State for a long time.
Big names.
Yeah. Gib Crimmins was my mentor my first 2 years in this position, mm-hmm. you know, through IAPSS. You know, I still lean on Gib, you know, quite a bit. But, you know, informally, you know, just like I said, I can't say enough about just our study council, mm-hmm. you know, or, you know, like Dan Hiles, you know, Zoom group, mm-hmm. you know, and we always have, those text groups or those email groups
yes.
that we're constantly reaching out to, you know, yes. hey, have you faced this or how, you know, what would you do in this situation? Mm-hmm. You know, those types of things. So again, if you want the help and need the help, it's out there.
Yeah.
You just have to ask.
Have you found a way to pay it forward and to mentor others?
Informally, you know, but I would love to do that more formally.
Sure.
That's one of the reasons I wanted to go through EPIC, you know, I'd love to do that. So
start working with new superintendents mm-hmm. and our aspiring yeah. superintendents and, right. and those types of groups.
Yeah. I definitely have an interest in doing that.
Yeah. When you think about, some of the things that maybe were unexpected lessons that you learned, coming into the superintendency, were there anything stand out for you that kind of top of mind?
Well, all through admin, you know, is kind of that group of, you know, pick your battles. Mm. You can win the war, but win the battle, but lose the war. You know, is this the hill I want to die on? Uh-huh. You know, kind of thing. But,
yep.
you know, one of the big things I learned from Gene DeHaven and, you know, Tracy through is, you have to learn to work within the grays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everything can be black and white.
No.
You know, and too many people try to paint you in that corner, you know. And it's just, you got to learn to work within the grays.
Yeah.
You know, and I try to help young administrators understand that concept, you know.
That's wisdom speaking. Wisdom and experience.
yes, this is true.
Chuck, as we get close to the end of this podcast, I want to ask you the same question that I ask every one of our guests to finish out. And that's, what does leading with excellence mean to you, especially in the context of public education?
A couple different things. To me, it's grounding your decisions around your mission, your vision, your core values. And for me, especially, around my guiding principle of, you know, what's best for kids. Mm-hmm. You know, any decision I make, I always go back to that. What's best for kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, but it's also, you know, it's leading by example. You mm-hmm. know, I'm not going to ask my staff to do something I'm not willing to do myself.
Yep.
You know, if there is change involved, focus on the why. Mm-hmm. You know, people need to know the why. Lead with that as much as you can. But then it also comes down to developing and empowering people. You know, as a superintendent, I can't create or lead meaningful change alone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's getting the people around you. It's kind of that covey, get the right people on the bus mm-hmm. and in the right seats. You know, surround yourself with good people, but then get out of their way mm-hmm. and let them do their job and don't micromanage. You know, it's those types of things.
Again, wisdom and experience.
I've got plenty of age behind that. So.
Chuck, thanks for being my guest.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been the superintendent of Pioneer Regional School Corporation, Dr. Charles Grable. Chuck's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions. It's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.